Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. This is the day after the day before, and what a weekend this has been. I'll tell you that right now. Now, I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Peruso, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and let's not forget all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there behind the 18-wheelers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And if you can't hear us anywhere else on the radio, go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. There's a loop that plays there around the clock. The live show is there right now. You click on that little link dead center towards the top of the page, and you'll be able to hear the show live anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world. And when the show is over with, the loop plays. It's the continuation of the same show until the next new one comes on. But joining us right now, the professor of politics out there in California, IA, none other than Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Yes, and they're there. It's been a happy weekend for a lot of people, so they're going to be unhappy because there they go back inside. Okay. By the way, there's rain headed this way, so they don't want to be around the rain. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get started big time in some of the headlines that we were going to talk about, breaking news, as you know, always changes things. A couple of different things here. Over the weekend, North Korea decided to test a cruise missile, long-range cruise missile, much further than what they normally do, and shows us that they're still alive and well and thinking about doing bad things to good people. In the meantime, it appears that an Iranian proxy of some sort launched a couple of attack drones against the Erbil airport in the Turkish-controlled area of Iraq. The U.S. Defenses that were there shot them down, but Kyle, I happen to know that according to the Times of Israel yesterday, it was a big story I'll be talking about later, the Iranians are now training a lot of these proxies in how to use the drones to attack targets around the area.
Yeah, this is really, really important. And, of course, that does not bode well for any kind of stability moving forward or any kind of safety. But, you know, Captain, the North Korean cruise missile there's an interesting sort of angle to this as well, and that is that typically when they test things, they're testing their long-range missiles, basically,
yeah.
Almost like ballistic missiles. But this is a cruise missile. It's not specifically banned under the UN Nations Security Council resolutions, but this particular cruise missile is a strategic type of missile which could carry nuclear weapons, we
Correct.
Understand, possibly. That's why this is so very, very important, what they've done with this test.
Correct. And then the Republican National Committee, Chairwoman Rhonda McDaniel, put Joe Biden on notice. She said that Joe Biden told Americans when he was elected he would not impose vaccine mandates. He lied. When his decree goes into effect, the RNC will immediately sue the administration to protect American liberties. Well, that comes in light of 19 states and two attorney generals that have already said the same thing.
Exactly right, Captain. And one of the most important aspects of this, of course, is does the chief executive have the authority to do what he is saying? And I think this is pretty interesting as well, that they're running this through OSHA, basically, as a rule. That's, I think, where they're going to be challenging this. The president seems to have taken the tack, not the idea of trying to win the hearts and minds and get people to understand his point of view, but he's taking a very different tack, and I think these, as we've seen before, we've seen some of these OSHA rules get challenged and get kicked out, so they may find themselves in a quandary. And one other quick thing, it's interesting that I think his chief of staff had retweeted a tweet that basically says this whole thing is an end run around, or the ultimate workaround, I think is what they called it, to the federal government mandating vaccines. So it kind of let the cat out of the bag on that, or what their real intentions are.
Well, little Dr. Fauci opened his mouth about the vaccine exemptions and put them on notice as an outrage over Biden's controversial move is beginning to grow. And the fact of the matter is Fauci doesn't like the fact that people are trying to get exemptions. But then again, this is because of the fact that they've already had COVID, number one, or they can't take the shots, number two, or number three, they've had the shots. And they don't need to have any, or they've had one shot, sorry, and everything's up, their antibodies are up, and they don't need to have anything else. So we'll see where that goes.
Well, again, one size does not fit all, and Dr. Fauci, of all people, Tony Fauci, should understand that we have to do science, and doing science means you have to figure out how different things impact
yep.
other things.
Little Dr. Fauci, be prepared to see Jeff in the chat room with the big duck. All right, hold on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. Hope you're having a great morning. We are. What a weekend it was. Tell you all about that when we come back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I do believe I will take it right away. And this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, most of you know I've been taking Relief Factor for probably the better part of 6 years, and it's been something that's been nothing more than a blessing in disguise to me, because I was taking some some medication. It was making me dizzy and groggy and this, that, and the other. And it really got to the point to where I said, there's got to be a better way, and I found out about Relief Factor, which is all drug-free, and it does the same darn thing for me that the pharmaceutical stuff was doing, and it's a lot cheaper, too. Now, Relief Factor's been part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over the course of the day, because the longer I'm on my feet, the more they swell, etc., etc. Don't need to go there. You know what I'm saying, those of you that have that problem. But I also have a fair amount of pain, and this Relief Factor, when I take it, it will lower or even eliminate the pain by going right straight to the source. Now, this is fantastic, because the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in it is 100% drug-free. And the 100% botanical and fish oil product that it is, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, is something your body needs anyway. Now, it will support a healthy response to inflammation, decrease the discomfort that you're in, and it will also support the healing process and healthy joints and muscles, too. So, if you want to find out what I already know about, it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. So, it's $19.95 for the three-week quick start that gets it all going. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. captain, 1995, and you'll know what I know, and you'll know in 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you, and you'll be one of the tens of thousands of happy people, I'm sure. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before I move on, I got to remind everybody about Tropical Storm Nicholas, which is brewing in the southwestern central part of the Gulf of Mexico. It's approaching the Mexican Texas border right now, down by McAllen and Brownsville, and it's going to skirt the coastline and come up through there. But if it stays out over the Gulf a little bit longer than what they're predicting, this is going to be a huge rainmaker. And by huge, I mean there'll be areas that'll have 16 to 20 inches of rain that absolutely don't need to have it.
That's exactly right, Captain. And one of the other important notes about this particular storm, as you said, as it skirts the coastline, is that there's going to be the flooding rain that's going to occur, they understand, well before any, quote, official landfall of the storm actually
Correct.
Occurs. So, in other words, you got to be very, very aware of the timing of this and be ready because the rain is just not going to stop for a long time.
Yeah, it's going to be anywhere from, looks like 8 to 10 inches of rain to begin with, and then there'll be areas of 10 to 16, and let's see here, there'll be a few pockets that'll be as much as 20 inches of rain skirting along the coastlines of Texas and Louisiana. And again, especially in Louisiana, they don't need one more drop of rain.
No, they really don't. The levees were, of course, put to the ultimate test, but this is not something that they ever want to do anytime soon again.
Now, for somebody that was not watching or paying attention to Joe Biden on Saturday, September 11th, when he was in Shanksville, Pennsylvania at the 9/11 memorial event, I'm not sure what happened to the handlers, but they completely failed in their jobs because Joe Biden got out there being the loose cannon that he is, and the idea of his pre-recorded comments to begin with about the 20th anniversary of 9/11 were to have control over what he said so that he wouldn't say anything, correct?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, he attacked the people who worked on Wall Street on 9/11, seemingly failing to understand that many of the victims at the World Trade Center were connected to Wall Street. And he made this comment. He says, and so it's all tied, all meeting with these people. You know, I know they're all tired of hearing me saying this. You know, a lot of good folks on Wall Street, but they didn't build this country. Hardworking middle-class folks built this country, and the unions built the middle class. And it's about time we start showing him some real respect again. Is he out of his mind?
Well, Captain, I think that's exactly what it is. On 9/11, on the anniversary of that, to say what he said is just, it typically would be absent-minded or it would be something else, but with Joe Biden, there's something else very, very weird
that is
going.
Absolutely, totally against what he said he was going to be, a unifier. That's not a unifier. He's attacking Americans. He's attacking certain groups of people, and it was a very bad day to pull out this leftist crap because Wall Street people build America, too. We all know it.
Well, sure. You know, in other words, there are different people in America doing different
That's
things
right.
that help to build our country.
Yep.
And by working together, we actually are able to make America the greatest nation on earth. And I'll say this as well, Captain. Talk about being divisive. President Biden and his vaccine mandate speech came out, and it was dividing Americans. Then he went to the 9/11 anniversary and divided Americans. This is not right.
I hate to tell President Biden and his crew this, but if they think that they're inspiring anybody in the middle class with what's been going on here and what he's doing and what he intends to do with the mandates, the inflation, and the result and the rest of his disastrous actions, he is absolutely, totally out of touch with the people. Okay, that actually make America go. And by the way, he certainly proved to me that he doesn't understand who died on September 11th and why the World Trade Center was a target. It was a target because it was part of Wall Street.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And, you know, Captain, you mentioned inflation. There's a large supermarket chain, I think it was Kroger's, they put out a statement saying to their customers, in effect, that inflation is going up and,
yep.
And they can expect prices to rise. And so, again, we're talking middle-class Americans, union workers, mm-hmm. people all over the place have to go to the grocery store mm-hmm. at the end of the day, and they're all going to pay more. And Joe Biden is the primary facilitating factor, it seems, behind all this.
Now, I got one thing to say that he said yesterday, and you won't believe this, but I'm going to repeat it word for word. You know, if you take a look at the polling data, it's down as my numbers have dropped. You've seen that my package is overwhelmingly popular, though. Overwhelmingly popular. Well, is he on crack?
Well, maybe they told him it was overwhelmingly popular.
I think he needs to check those polls again because people are not liking his package, or he's shown them on what he's done to Afghanistan on inflation and all the other dismal falling numbers out there. Because I'm telling you, I ran into a whole bunch of patriotic individuals on Patriots Day, September 11th, 2021, 20 years later, at the places where I was at, and there wasn't one person saying anything good about the President of the United States, Joe Biden.
Well,
nobody.
Well, because everything has been a disaster. There's nothing really that can unite the country behind the president on any of these different things. And he's still out there, Captain, trying to sell this notion that we're getting out of Afghanistan. I wasn't going to stay there. And that wasn't the point, Mr. President. The point was what happened, the decisions that you made, and all leaving Americans behind, that's first and foremost,
yeah.
et cetera, et cetera. And he's still out there with this fantasy land that we're just, we wanted the war to go on for another 20 years. He keeps going back to the same ridiculous nonsense.
Yeah, because he doesn't have anything else, and he's making up whatever he's making up because somebody told him to do it. But I'll tell you what, I hope they keep telling him what to do in the way they're doing it, because he's losing his base. His Democratic base is moving away. I ran into several people that walked up to me that introduced themselves to me that said they used to be Democrats, and because of what they've heard on this radio station that I'm on, plus me talking on my show, they've changed their political party from the party of nowhere, the Democrats, to the party of going somewhere, the Republicans.
Well, you know, Captain, that's because Americans, when they walk out their front door, they can't be fooled any longer about what the administration says or Jen Psaki says or President Biden says or any of the talking heads and so forth. They see with their own eyes.
Yep, and hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, did you see former President Trump at the 17th precinct in New York City? And when they found out he was there, the firefighters came. The police were all around the place. It was fantastic. They loved the guy. I'm telling you, I know this because I worked there. Jeez. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
North Korea says it has test-fired long-range cruise missiles over the weekend. North Korean state media claim they've tested the weapons and successfully hit a target over 900 miles away. The reports made no mention of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un witnessing the test. South Korean officials also have yet to comment on or verify reports of the launch. And the chief White House medical advisor says that he would support a requirement for all air passengers to be vaccinated. In an interview with the Skim This podcast, Dr. Anthony Fauci said he supported the mandate after Virginia Democratic Representative Don Beyer introduced legislation last week to require all Amtrak and airline employees to get vaccinated or test negative for COVID at least once a week. The bill, known as the Safe Travel Act, also advocates for all travelers on commercial airlines and Amtrak lines to be vaccinated or test negative within 3 days of traveling. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and we will take it away again. This portion of the program brought to you by my good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow.com. And Mike is going to be around this, this weekend? Yeah, this week for the prayer breakfast that they're going to have, all pastors faith breakfast over in Orlando. And you can find out more about that by going to, let's see, our website, theanswertampa.com. There's a little logo link there where you can click on there and find out what your tickets would cost. But anyway, he is just killing it when it comes to his products on MyPillow.com. He's got them just insanely priced, reduced. But in order to get the special prices that are there and save the money that's there, you have to have a promo code. Well, let's see. That promo code would be none other than Captain. That's right. Promo code Captain. And by the way, if you don't want to use the internet, if you want to call them on the phone, you can do that too. Their phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call and see what they have to offer. They'll tell you what you'll find at MyPillow.com. But I'm telling you, they probably got 18 to 20 different frontline products there, including the pillows, the great MyPillow that you're going to save a bunch of money on. Now, I'm going to go right back to Kyle Warren here for a minute because he's going to give us a report on the Giza sheets.
Well, Captain, I'm happy to report, yes, the Giza sheets arrived. I was able to get a full night's sleep on them last night, and they are extraordinary. They really are great.
And you saved a bunch of money when you bought them. I believe it was 50%.
That's exactly right, because, again, it's the promo code Captain.
Yep. That's all it takes, folks. So go over to MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, or give them a call at 800-641-5459. That phone number again, 800-641-5459. And check them out. If you use the promo code CAPTAIN, save yourself a bunch of money. Okay, well, Kyle, I like watching college football, and I watched some college football over the weekend. But I almost fell out of my chair when I was watching the Alabama game. And all of a sudden, the crowd is yelling, I'm not going to say the word.
Can't say it.
F Joe Biden, Roll Tide.
Right. Well,
I'm serious. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't, but I saw it. The entire stadium. The whole stadium.
Well, that's really quite something, isn't it? Because
I've never seen that done.
No, I mean, even with Donald Trump, I mean, as much as...
Even with George Bush.
That's right. That's right. So, and again, you know, a lot of times, you know, sometimes you'll see some college kids do some pretty, you know, wacky things when it comes to stuff like this. But I think, Captain, this comes from a different place.
Yeah.
I think it really does. And it's not just about what some will say. It's about the, forgiveness of student debt and this kind of thing. I think that they sense something, and young people have that ability in so many ways.
This has nothing to do with student debt, and I would bet the farm, because they interviewed some of them, I would bet the farm it has to do with the fact that what just happened with Afghanistan, with the soldiers, with the 13 soldiers that were killed, because these young people can relate to that very quickly.
Well, sure. Well, Captain, this is very serious. You know, Joe Biden left Americans behind, and all of us Americans, we know that, well, wait a minute, will Joe Biden leave us behind? Well, of course, if the deal is what he wants to do or whatever it is. And I think, again, that they sense it, just like so many people across the highways and byways. You can't fix that.
Yeah.
You can't leave people behind and then walk out and go, hey, everything's fine. It just doesn't work like that.
By the way, Chris in Massachusetts is responding, the evil people are controlling the weather. Well, maybe they got a weather machine.
I don't know. I don't either, but
what can you say to that?
Well,
all right.
Yep, exactly.
All right, hold on, because Dan the Man's on the line here. Okay, Dan the Man, what's on your mind?
Hey, listen, I got relatives in Alabama, and that's pain compared to what I've heard down there the past.
I'm telling you, I was watching the football game. I was watching that football game and almost fell out of my chair when I heard him saying it.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. That's a very, very pro-Republican, pro-Trump state especially. You know, when he started all his going out and about.
What'd you say? I just lost him. Anyway, I just got a message here from Lee. He sent us a direct message. He says, hey, Captain, but remember, though, the comments were disparaging. Many of the Wall Street elites supported him. You get what you vote for. He's talking about Biden, I guess.
Oh, right, when Biden was talking about how Wall Street people didn't build America and this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, come on, man. That's a Joe Bidenism right there. I know
that there was a lot of support from the Wall Street people and this, that, and the other, but now he's trying to tear them down.
Well, sure, but that's also part and parcel, Captain, of their class warfare strategy.
Correct.
It's the same as Obama years ago talking about the Wall Street fat cats and this kind of thing. All they care about is trying to make sure that different groups of people from different walks of life, they don't get along and they hate each other. That's what they want to have happen.
Divide and conquer.
Exactly. But Americans are smarter than that, and we don't hate our neighbor. We don't hate people. It just, you know, I'll say it again like Joe Biden would. Come on, man.
All right, and good morning to Candace down in Palm Beach, Florida. How are you doing there, Candace? She just chimed in, said I'm listening to you down here. Okay, let me try this again. Here's Dan back on the line here. Okay, Dan, go ahead. We've only got about a minute or so, but go ahead.
Now that Afghanistan, they've turned weaponry over now to the Chinese, the Russians, they're reverse engineering a lot of that. It's disgusting what's happened. You will pay a political price. And I would just say the Republicans just keep the faith because it's going to roll. May not be like we want, as quick as we want, but I think 2022 is going to be the biggest year ever. By the way, the Republicans, when they get out there and they start campaigning, what they ought to do is tell the American people they are now the party
of
the blue collar, the union.
I've got to ask you a question before we run out of time here. The recall election in California, I've yet to say anything to Kyle about this. I'll get his opinion in a minute or so. But the recall election in California, I really believe that Larry Elder's got a hell of a chance of first of all, that Gavin Newsom's going to lose the recall thing, and that Larry Elder is going to wind up winning the election. But the people counting the votes are Democrats, and I think they're going to try to find a way to rig this thing to where Larry doesn't win. And we got these illegal voters that shouldn't be voting in any election. They're going to be out there voting.
Listen, they're using paper ballots like they did last November.
And
they'll get everything.
Oh, it gets worse. They can print.
I'm a big Elder fan.
Yeah, I am too, but they can print their ballots. They can actually print the ballots at their house and take the ballots with them. Can you imagine the fraud that brings on? Good Lord.
This election's going to be... I like Larry Elder. I think he's the smartest guy in the race. I don't see how he does it. It is rigged.
Yep. We'll see. I hope
it's
he does.
It's a one-party state.
Yep.
I hope so, too.
All right.
But
well,
I didn't bet on it.
Dan, I got to let you go because we're running out of time here. But thanks very much for the call. We'll talk to you again later in the week.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay. Well, Kyle, I got to ask you real quick here because we are running out of time. What do you think about the recall election?
Well, I know that they have been putting out these polls showing that Gavin Newsom is getting more support to not be recalled. But if you look at that in context, Captain, we just had a bunch of commercials with Barack Obama. Talk about rolling out the big guns. I think they are really scared.
They're in trouble.
And also, Newsom is continuing to campaign at a very, very breakneck pace. And they're, again, trying to make it look this is a quote-unquote Republican power grab. But, you know, again, Gavin Newsom cannot hide the homelessness, the crime, the illegal aliens coming over the border.
Yeah, but what's he trying to gain here? He can't guarantee what he's pushing.
Well, but he's also primarily focusing on the idea that Larry Elder will reverse all COVID protocols and it's a matter of life and
death. I give you free money now. I give you free shots. I give you free house. I give you free... Yeah, right? That's what it is, right?
Well, partially, but again, he's trying to make it look like suddenly California will be overrun with COVID if Gavin Newsom is recalled. But, of course, that's not true.
No.
So, again, it's all scare tactics. Larry Elder's running a great campaign. He's talking about the issues, and he's talking about practical things that can help California.
All right, got to go. Here comes the music here, loud and clear, and I'll be back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, right after this break. And by the way, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Donna. And that's Donna and Don up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And this portion of the program brought to you by the pilots in Flying J. And I want to give a special shout out to the Flying J in Jackson, Georgia, that's sitting up there with the radio turned on. And you drivers up there, pull on into the Flying J in Jackson, Georgia. Go in there, tell them the captain sent you. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, they'll give you a free cup of coffee. And become a member. Become a member of the Drivers Club, because guess what? You can get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy. They add up really quick, and then you can use them for discounts on the food and the supplies in the store. Now, if you want to get discounts on fuel, you got to get a Flying J fuel card. That's a story of a different color here. But anyway, go to Pilot and Flying J, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Become a member of the Drivers Club. All right. We're gonna, this one goes out to Joe Biden, okay? I got a song just for Joe Biden. Okay, take it away.
No matter what you think you pull, you find it's not enough. No matter
Joe Biden, you are busted. We are so awakened and awoken right now that you haven't got a chance in hell. Your time has come. And I'll tell you what, folks, I'm not exaggerating here. I ran into so many great people over the weekend from Friday through Sunday at different events that I was at, different things that I was doing. And a lot of them were Democrats. And I'm telling you, they've had it. They've had it with this guy. He's ruining America, and they know it. All right. Well, before I bring in Kyle here, I want to read the weather statement. Dangerously hot conditions are expected today and through Monday into Tuesday along the southern Colorado River and portions of Southern California and Arizona. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Nicholas has formed in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico this morning, and tropical storm warnings and watches have been issued for the coast of Texas. This thing is going up into Louisiana, too, probably along the coastline before it cuts up across Louisiana. Nicholas is forecast to approach the middle Texas coast as a strong tropical storm and could dump as much as 16 to 20 inches of rain along the way. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We've got a lot going on in the southwest tonight in terms of excessive heat warnings. This is going to be in the Phoenix and Tucson area, carrying over into parts of Southern California, mostly in the eastern part of Southern California, heading up towards Kingman, Arizona, Parker, Arizona. Looks like they're going to be excessive heat as well. Las Vegas is going to check in at 108 degrees on Monday, later today, or as today is Monday, so 108 degrees as we travel through the day today. You've got that going. Las Vegas, as I said, about 108. We've got Salt Lake City with the great Flying J there along I-15 in Salt Lake City. They're going to look at 84 degrees out in the west. Looks like it's cooling down, though, in California overall. However, Bakersfield will come in at 97. Palm Springs at 108 degrees as well. Sacramento, 95. And also, Captain, we want to tell our listeners tonight on the Interstate 5 north of Los Angeles in a place called Castaic, there's a fire burning called the Route Fire. It is now getting a lot more under control than it was over the weekend, and for several hours, both sides of the freeway, north and southbound of the 5 freeway, were closed because of that fire. But it began to open up early Sunday morning. We understand things are looking good right now. The fire's still burning, but about 63% contained at last report.
Okay, well, the big news tonight in the south, of course, is Tropical Storm Nicholas. It is slowly making its way up towards the Texas coastline. It's going to definitely affect with flooding, with storm surge, with heavy rain. It's going to affect Brownsville, McAllen. It's going to come up towards Corpus Christi, where things will get worse. The winds right now, the storm is supposed to exceed where it's at right now. It's at 40 miles an hour, which barely makes it a tropical storm. But it's going to intensify. It could become a very strong tropical storm. And get this, if it makes a little more of a right turn and stays out in the Gulf, it could be a hurricane, which changes everything again. But it's going to be a big-time rain maker. Now, at the very least, if you're on the short end of the storm, you're going to get 1 to 3 inches of rain. At the very minimal type of rain, you're going to get anywhere from 6 to 10 inches of rain. But there's going to be areas that are going to get 10 to 16 inches, some as much as 20 inches of rain, Kyle, from Corpus Christi to Houston. And then when it makes that curve over into Louisiana, it's going to go right along about half of the Louisiana coastline. Not all the way to New Orleans, but it's going to go into areas where they've had plenty of rain and they don't need to have any more, thank you very much. Make a right hook and then go up across East Texas and up across the north central part of Louisiana and work its way up towards I-40, and away we go. But a big time rainmaker, big time rainmaker.
That's exactly right. And, of course, they're still looking at storm surges as well along the coastline of several feet. So, again, this isn't something that any part of that area needs at all.
While periods of heavy rainfall are expected to impact portions of Texas and Louisiana throughout the middle of the week, this is through Wednesday, significant rainfall amounts are possible. Again, I've already told you about the amounts, potentially resulting in areas of considerable flash and urban flooding, especially in highly urbanized metropolitan areas. Hello, Houston. Hello, Corpus Christi. Hello, Galveston. Isolated minor to moderate river flooding is also expected, and there is the danger of life-threatening storm surge inundation along the coast of Texas from Port Aransas to San Luis Pass. Now, residents in these areas should follow any advice being given by local officials, and if they tell you to get out, get out.
Exactly right. Don't waste any time.
Yep, and Nicholas, of course, is forecast to approach the middle Texas coast as a strong tropical storm late Monday and into Tuesday. And it very well, if it stays where it's at, and it could remain that way. But if it does a little bit more of a right hook, it's going to be a hurricane. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And it'll stay there through Wednesday because it's going to move very slowly and bring lots and lots of rain.
Exactly right.
And that's the bad part, folks, so you got to pay attention here. And like I say, the track of the storm is such, if you look at the track, it actually does show New Orleans getting this, but I think it's going to stay a little bit away from New Orleans, but not by much. Not by much. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two. And when we come back, hey, how about Joe Manchin? Is he the hero of the day or what? I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.